Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. WIGO 1570, The Light. It's Friday, everyone, 6/17/2011, and the weekend is here. Welcome, welcome, everyone. 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there for this weekend. You fathers, your daddies, your dads, your pops, it's your weekend. You know, fathers are very, very important in our lives, and there's a lot of them out there that are single fathers that is just absolutely out there providing and do what they need to do. So my hat goes off to especially to all you single fathers out there, but definitely enjoy your weekend, and it's all for you. Had a great, great time out and about in the community of San Diego with the BGE team yesterday. Met with some wonderful, wonderful entrepreneurs that is out here serving the community needs, and at the same time, I'm back. So it's just awesome to continually see out here how the community's pulling together and uniting to get everyone and assist everyone on getting them back on track in financial crisis times, just reaching out to everyone as a whole and pulling together. So that's just awesome, awesome to see. I want to send a shout out to two great, great people that, and I say this in quote, works me to death. And that's personal trainers Josh and Omar over at the Ray and Joan Kroc Center over here in San Diego. I mean, these guys are no BS, hardcore trainers, ex-athletes. I've been training with them within the last week I started, and I'm already seeing the difference. So I definitely want to send a shout out to them. And you guys know summer's here. So it's kind of time to get that body right, you know, get those abs going, shape up the gluteus. So definitely you want to reach out to those two at the Ray and Joan Kroc Center in the athletic department and at 6845 University Avenue, San Diego, California, 92115, or you can call 619-269-1460, or you can visit it, visit them actually directly on the website, and that's www.croccenter.org. So definitely you want to check it out. State-of-the-art center, very inexpensive to train or get your membership at the center. As you guys know, I am a partner with the Ray and Joan Kroc Center out in Atlanta. Going to them and doing a lot of community things with them throughout San Diego as another form of partnership. So definitely inexpensive. Multi-million-dollar facility. Like I said, they have an ice ring, and they gave me a tour of it yesterday, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. I mean, like, serious stuff, and from rock climbing, Olympic swimming pools. I mean, the cycling class that Omar gives is just amazing. I mean, literally, it is called the sweat shop. You will sweat until you cannot sweat anymore, and with Josh, you know, he will target, you know, those muscles that, you know, that we didn't think we have anymore, and definitely get you back in shape. So definitely, you guys, reach out to So today, everyone, I would just like to say we got a great, great, great guest today on the air, and I just like to say this guy is very, very special to me. With that, you know, and just kind of just want to take it up a notch, you know, I have Dr. Benson Campbell with Koko Bushido Kempo Karate. And he's going to talk to you guys today about you know, not only getting yourself physically back in shape, but also to give you some great discipline principles that will enlighten your life, helping you to cope with, you know, the journey that we call life. So welcome, Dr. Benson, and how are you?
I'm well, Kalicia. Thanks for having me today.
Are you there, Dr. Benson?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We had another line that kind of failed. We've been, you know, with this whole thing that we got going on over here in San Diego and Atlanta, it's just sometimes these lines kind of cross, but definitely one of them dropped. So, and then we got, like, callers calling in that want to speak to you already. So welcome to the show. I apologize for this, but we're going to get the message across. As you guys know, the lines are open. We do have a few callers pretty in the queue, 347-215-8709. As always, we are in live chat, billgrowandenjoy.com. Dr. Benson will, like I said, speak to you guys today about the power of discipline, which is very, very important in our everyday lives. And not only does he teach this throughout the community of Atlanta, most important, he teaches this to our youth. And we know how important that is. So, Dr. Benson, you have a mission with your organization, and that mission is we choose harmony, but we will survive, establishing a strong, safe, secure community, life skills, educational programs, which is self-control, self-protection, and self-development. So tell who you are and a little more about the organization.
Yeah, I am Dr. Benson Campbell. I've been engaged in martial arts about 30 years, a little bit over 30 years. I missed a week of training in 20. I founded Kokoro Bushido Kempo Karate in 1997, founded Kokoro Bushido Kempo Karate, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit, registered here in the state of Georgia in 2003. We use martial arts, and as you say, the mission is self-control, self-protection, self-development. And actually, the mission is we use martial arts as a vehicle to teach, train, and empower the individual with hope so they don't give up, with faith so they can overcome life, mental, and physical challenges, and with love, the power and ability to do from a positive base and a positive source. We partner with several local community organizations here. We've been in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club for about 5 years or more, Gwinnett County Parks and Recs, since about 2004. We work with a few Christian churches, Golden Rules Christian Academy School. Who am I leaving out? Also in DeKalb in Fulton, we work with a couple of boys shelters there as well. So we all about trying to impact the youth. And, of course, we train and teach all of those ages 6 and up. But we do have a target focus on the youth.
Right. And there's a lot that you guys, you have some summer programs out right now for kids being out of school. And that's what I kind of want to really, really emphasize on. You know, there's so many kids out there that just kind of stuck in the house and want things to do. Talk a little more about what you guys got going on for this summer for the kids that don't want to come out in Atlanta.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kalithia. I couldn't quite make out what you were saying. I'm sorry.
I was asking if you could talk about the summer program that you have going on for the youth out in the community of Atlanta for the summer, for people to come down to your organization and, you know, get the kids into the program to keep them active, you know, while they're out of school.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, like I say, once again, we do partner with the Boys and Girls Club. They have a summer camp going right now where we're offering classes. And also we have a free seminar that we use out in the community to introduce individuals to our approach, our way of teaching and training. And that seminar is free. It's no charge. We have a women's self-protection. We have a general seminar for both genders. And then we have a bulletproof for the youth seminar that we're doing this summer as well. That seminar is all we ask is the individual to have at least 5 or more participants, and they sponsor the location and time. We come in and we teach the program. We teach them self-protection. And once again, that's no charge, absolutely free.
Definitely, definitely. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. A lot of, you know, of course, a lot of single parents that are out there. Now, let's talk a little bit more about you as a business owner. You know, as you know, Bill Groen and Joy, we're about sharing best practices, you know, letting people hear, you know, what has been your journey in your business, and maybe, you know, that can touch someone's lives and, you know, prepare for their journey. But what was your passion to start your organization? And tell us a little more about, you know, some of the obstacles you may have had to overcome in building this this vision that you have.
I would say my passion was to be a part of the solution. You know, a lot of us, a lot of time we talk about problems, but being a part of the solution is what motivated me. Coming up as a kid and being in martial arts was something that was very strategic in my life. Coming from a single parent home, just a mother with a younger sibling, and seeing her struggle and things like that, it gave me structure. It gave me that extra support and kind of supported her upbringing me, kept me focused, kept me online, kept me on target. And just knowing how valuable and important that was to me and how it gave me hope, it gave me faith, it gave me the ability to believe and keep fighting to achieve my goals and reach success, motivated me to want to share that with others, So that's the passion of it, to help be a part of the solution, be a part of the problem. I'm sorry, not be a part of the problem, but be an answer to the problem. And you also asked me, I'm sorry, I forget the last part of the question you asked me.
The question was just what was some of the obstacles you had to overcome in building this organization? Because we all go through it, you know. It's all part of the process.
Exactly. Always and all the time, resources are always a challenge. You have a vision, you have a passion in your heart, a burden that's in your heart to do something, then it's, you know, how do I get it done? You know, how do I bring this to reality? How do I manifest this? So just connecting with the right people and trying to win those individuals over to, you know, what's in my heart, what I believe this will do to help people, just trying to get that support resource-wise to position ourselves to be able to go out and be effective. Again, coming from the upbringing I came up in, you know, very negative environment, not a whole lot of hope in that environment. It was very discouraging. Not a lot of people around you saying, go, you can do it. So you kind of had to believe in yourself, believe in your creator, and just believe that you could get out there and get it done. And once again, that passion to help people is I believe, what propelled me and drove me to continue to go forward. And to this day, that's still my driving force to go forward, just that passion to help people and try to make a positive difference in their life.
Definitely. And you're doing a great job at it. And I love how you have the basis of the Corinthians. What is that, Corinthians? Is that Corinthians 13? Love.
13.
My favorite verses in the Bible. Hope, faith, and love. Now, I'm going to do a little switch because I want to talk a little more about the educational program that you actually have with your organization. You know, you have them in beginners, intermediate, advanced, and seniors. Talk a little more about that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Educational programs. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not like the traditional ranks. The traditional ranks, of course, they use belts to indicate the level of achievement and growth that the student has obtained. We take a little bit of different approach. We do. We have five levels up to black, and we use the chevron patches on the left sleeve to try to connect ourselves better with the modern day warriors of this day and time, like officers, police officers, and those in the military, people who we believe stand for what's just and for what's right. Each level, starting with beginner. In order to be promoted, you don't just demonstrate physical skill. You have to demonstrate a certain level of growth on each level, on a spiritual level, a mental level, and a physical level. you have to show that you are growing stronger in that area of self-control, that you are able to control your temper and your anger, and utilize your technique to overcome an attack if you're attacked. And that's on each
level. You're not going to laugh at that, right, Benson?
Huh?
I just want the listeners to know that Benson be on me all the time. You know, you guys, but I'm like a workaholic. So, you know, there'd be some points where, you know, you get that little green monster in you. And Benson be trying to reach out to me, everybody. And like, I'm going to have to teach you some skills. So when you just mentioned that, I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in because I thought that was really funny. It just brought a flashback to me.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, self-control is so key and so important. It's great to know how to do a lot of cool techniques, all these fancy techniques, and that's great. That's great for show. But you can learn all the techniques in the world. And if you don't learn self-control, one or two things will happen. Either anger will overcome you or fear will overcome you. So self-control is really the true key root power behind the scene that allows the individual to perform at their best, whether it's martial arts or sports or your everyday career, even what you do, Kalithia, you know, doing a great job as a radio host. It's that power of self-control that gives you the ability to perform at that level. So when we understand that and we tap into that, we begin to really embrace it and focus in on it and know that self-accountability and self-responsibility is where it starts and stops. If I can have that focus every day, I can challenge myself every day to be the best individual I possibly can be, which a lot of times gains respect of my peers and those around me, even when I'm not aware of it, because it exemplifies a level of strength that they haven't tapped into yet. So you'll find that people will start following your lead even when you don't know they're following your lead, because you've tapped into that level of self-control.
Definitely, definitely. And you have a really strong background in these life skills. I mean, you used to work as an undercover private company. You had a private company and worked with a private company as an investor in the financial industry. And a lot of these schools you teach, you know, not to be, you know, more of like, you know, I'm going to kick your butt. It's more of just, you know, self-protection. And one that really stands out to me and, you know, huge now, especially with our youth, is the bully proof for the youth. I'm going to take a quick break. Now, when we get back, I want you just to talk about that a little more and just to kind of position this on, you know, that power of being disciplined and using this throughout your life. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, everyone. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy WIGO 1570 The Light. I want to send an apology. We have callers in the queue, but I just do not. We don't want to take the chance, you know, with all this technical things that we're working on between these two states. Don't want to take the chance to kind of press anything or do anybody because we may lose Dr. Benson, and that we don't want to do, so we can continue the show and just definitely get the message out. So, if there is any questions you have, of course, you can go to BillGrowandEnjoy.com. You can get into live chat. Or you can actually send an email directly to Dr. Benson because he is a member on Bill Grow and Enjoy also. But definitely, Dr. Benson, before we went to the break, I wanted you to talk a little more about the bullyproof program that you have, which is huge, you know, with our youth, because that's such a sad situation that's going on a lot in schools. And I think it's just so powerful to teach kids, you know, that confidence that they can have in themselves and not allow anyone just to step on their toes or walk all over them. So talk a little more about that program you have.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that is very important because there's a fine line between being able to protect yourself successfully and doing what we call overkill and becoming the attacker yourself and ending up getting in even more trouble. And a lot of our youth are faced with all forms of attack that damage them mentally, which lowers their self-esteem. Depression, oppression, condemnation, low self-worth, you know, all those things deteriorate them on the inside. And either one or two things are going to happen. They're going to explode and do something very destructive. They're going to lose all hope and do something very destructive, or they're not going to do anything. They're not going to react at all and just become a victim. So what we use to really help the youth in that area is meditation. Meditation. We have principles, creed, code of honor, inner prayer, and we have principles that we teach that the students to meditate on and to become one with those principles. And if they do that, it will give them that strength, that core on the inside, that foundation. It would empower them on the inside, give them that level of confidence. So as they learn these physical techniques, they will be able to execute them successfully. To just protect themselves. One thing we always stress, you're never an attacker. You're always a protector. So we want them to maintain a position of being the positive energy in that situation, the protector, but at the same time not becoming a victim. And, again, we use meditation as a powerful tool to implement that, to build them up and empower them on the inside to be able to do that successfully.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. With a very faith-based foundation, you are just greatly, greatly appreciated throughout the community. We definitely need more people like you. Is there anything else you'd like to add to speak about the Coco Rule? Did I say it right? Coco Rule, Bushido, Kempo, Karate. Did I say it right?
It is actually Coco Rule, Bushido, Kempo, Karate. And Coco Rule means spirit, Bushi means warrior. Do means way, spirit warrior way, the way of harmony and survival. And Kempo is an Asian term that lets an individual know that this is a realistic martial arts. It has a practical approach. It's not a sport. I would like to add that if anyone is in the Atlanta area, metro Atlanta area, on tomorrow between the hours of 3 and 5, if you're free, if you can come through, I will be demonstrating Coco Rule Bushido Kempo Karate at the Gwinnett Braves Stadium. Between 3 and 5 p.m., the first few hundred people get in for free. So if you're available between 3 and 5 p.m., come on through and check out Coco Rule Bushido.
Awesome, awesome. And let everyone know how they can contact you directly, Dr. Benson.
Yes, you can contact me at the website, www.cocorulebushido.com. That's K-O-K-O-R-O-B-U, B as in boy, U-S-H-I, D as in dog, O.com. My email address is the same thing, CocoRoBushido@gmail.com or CocoRoBushido@CocoRoBushido.com. You can also reach me directly at 404-218-4248. That's 404-218-4248. You can text or call that line.
And just before you go, I want three bullet points to all of our listeners. When it comes to life skills and discipline, what do you want to share with them or what can you suggest with them? Because, you know, a lot of people are stressing nowadays. You know, but give them a point on how they, some things they can do to help control the stress in their lives and discipline it.
Once again, the most valuable tool to me as a modern-day warrior is meditation. You know, if you're not familiar with meditation, I would advise you to get involved with it. You do have to be careful because different people have different belief systems, and it may not line up with yours. But meditation in itself is a great thing. Now, what you're being taught to meditate on may be the challenge. But just find you something positive. You know, anything positive, anything that makes you feel good, anything that gives you joy, start meditating on those things. Start meditating, and when you feel anger coming in, start saying it in your mind. So start saying whatever that is that gives you joy, that makes you happy, that makes you feel good. Just start repeating it in your mind. Start repeating it in your mind. Find words that give you confidence, that makes you feel strong and courageous. Repeat that. Spend time, just 5 minutes, just saying it over and over. I am whatever it is. I am whatever it is. And if you find yourself at a time where fear is trying to come in or anger, begin to say that word in your mind over and over. You'll be amazed how meditation just makes you one with whatever you believe. What you believe, you can surely do. What you believe, you can achieve. So meditation is a powerful tool, a very powerful tool. So I would advise individuals to look into meditation.
Definitely. Well, it was a pleasure to have you on air today, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. You are the best. You know that, right?
Thanks a lot, Kalitha. You are too.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Dr. Benson Campbell, founder, stylehead, headmaster, CEO of Kokoro Bushido Kempo Karate Inc. You can contact him directly 4218-4248, or you can go to the Kokoro Bushido at KokoroBushido.com. And of course, as always, you can get all of his contact information on BillGrownAndJoy.com and our featured guest group, or you can email him directly on BillGrownAndJoy.com because he is a member also. Well, definitely, as you guys can see, love never fails. Reach out to him. Definitely also, you guys, get out to the Ray Jones Crop Center and go holler at my boys, Omar and Josh. You guys are also the best. But that concludes our show for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry for the little mishaps that's happening throughout this journey. The movement is alive. We are getting the message out, and we're continuing. The show goes on. That's all I got to say. So back on Monday, everyone, same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, BillGrownAndJoy.com, WIGO 1570 to light. Happy Father's Day to all you dads, and have a blessed, blessed weekend, everyone. Enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 to Light with me, your host, Kalitha Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.